Overall, Vanguard had zero passion put into it, as well as no love whatsoever, which was painfully obvious, not just by the experience, but also by the dire sales figures that the game generated, falling at least 30% below sales of the last premium title, developed, funnily enough, by Treyarch. To add to that, Vanguard sales in the UK were the worst for a Call of Duty in over a decade, further contributing to the embarrassing 12 months that the game had had at the helm of the franchise. The main difference between World at War and Vanguard is plain to see. Passion. 14 years ago, the focus for a Call of Duty title was simple. It had to be fun. But fast forward nearly a decade and a half, and the focus is now solely on generating sales and flashing big numbers to potential investors, whilst producing the absolute bare minimum in terms of content, thus making the games have way less replay value and making them feel totally soulless and stale. The ironic thing is, if the focus remained what it was 14 years ago, they would still generate more money anyway. Thank you for watching this mini documentary.